Okay, that's everybody. One on the way, I'm sure. Okay, any public here? You think so? All right, so Tommy, you're going to talk about the energy efficiency upgrades?
Yeah, so they're going real well, everybody. They're just finishing up, the town hall down there. All the lighting's done. They might have some little things. I saw them working down there today at PTE. So they have little more things to clear up. The high school is a little different issue. They have to do some shutdowns over there at the high school. So we're in the midst of kind of scheduling that at this point. So that's going a little bit slower over there just with the COVID stuff. They can't really get in there as much as they would like to. So we're looking for some days to shut down those transformers and change those out. But no, everything's going good. The boilers are all set, up and running right now. Everything's looking good. The good thing is they did a lot of the lighting out in the parking lot at the high school. That's all done. That's a lot brighter over there with the LEDs. So no, everything's running smooth, as fast as they can do it. With the restrictions right now, we have Wednesdays off at the high school. Their staff is there, but the students aren't. So that still opens us up for a little bit of them getting in there at this time. So that's helping out a lot, but yeah, no, it's going really well. So, no big problems as of yet. So that's good.
Great. Any questions, Tommy, on this upgrade? Hey, Tommy, I don't understand what's keeping them out of the high school with the frequency that the minutes of last month showed.
How come they're not able to get in there as much? Or
yeah.
Just because we're trying to restrict their usage while the kids are in there. Just with the COVID issues and stuff, we don't, if they're going to change the lighting or do other things, and we don't want them really in there at the time that they're, so a lot of this stuff, much easier to do it during the summer. And without this COVID stuff, a lot of teachers, the staff is nervous about having people in there. So we just try to limit that. They were doing their Wednesdays and after school as much as they possibly could. And that's what we're really scheduling now for some of the major shutdowns. I think they have two more shutdowns that they have to do to change out those, I guess, transformers. So as soon as that's done, that'll make it a lot easier for the scheduling.
Yeah, I think what we heard last month was the schedule came from the Board of Ed or the principal or somebody, and it was definitely a pretty restrictive schedule, and the contractors weren't excited about it, but that's what was decided, so we couldn't really say much about it, I guess.
Yeah, they weren't, but when this first started, there were a lot of people who were really nervous of having just starting school rather than having workers in there working throughout the building. So I think what we're going to see right now is now that the high school is back full time, I think you're going to see people, hopefully, other than, the cases are starting to spike again a little bit. So hopefully everybody will just, maybe be at ease a little bit more. We hope, right? I think we're just, a little cautious right now, so.
Okay, and Tommy, a little update on the HydroPot project?
I didn't get a chance to talk to Bob Skinner about it today. It was a little bit crazy, so we don't have really any updates on that now, Bob. They're working like crazy down there, that's all I can see,
Well, don't they have a November deadline?
They do, but I don't know how strict that is, because remember they got shut down for a little while. So I don't know what that schedule is like right now.
Yeah, I can't imagine they're going to be ready. I've walked down there a couple of times, not real recently, but they are chugging away.
Yeah.
but I can't imagine it's going to be functional by November.
Yeah.
No way. They've been doing a lot of work. They've dug out all around that that building now to put the. I think the fish ladder goes on the other side of the building.
That's my understanding. Yeah.
Yeah. So they've been doing a lot of the work, but yeah, they got a long way to go.
Yeah, a long way to go. Yeah. That's okay. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, as long as they keep
working
actively towards an end point, you know, it was kind of frustrating when they shut down for
a while.
You know, they seem to be continuing, so that's good. You know, how they're going to get, you know, beat up by the winter, I don't know, but, you know.
I know. Yep.
Any other questions?
No.
All right, so I want to skip over consideration for new energy efficiencies for just a moment and move to the next couple are kind of related to Guy. All right, well, we'll stay in order with the considerations for energy efficiencies. It's my understanding that we were going to invite somebody whose name always escapes me to come to the September or October meeting, then for reasons that I'm unaware of, he never did. Does anybody remember his name?
He was the guy from Pace, and I know his name, but of course I can't think of his name either.
Guy's there, okay.
Yeah.
It was Mark Scully, and he actually was having Bernie Pelletier from Pace join the meeting. Glenn did speak to him, and I think they confirmed that he was going to join the meeting tonight. I don't know what's happened.
I had a brief email exchange with Glenn about it, and the problem was twofold. Glenn wasn't going to be able to be here tonight, and he's kind of the linchpin to what we're doing with the town. The second thing is, and I wanted to bring it to all of you. If we put it off to the November meeting, the November meeting is typically the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. And we've always had a sparse attendance at that. Mm. And so I wanted to put it before the committee. I didn't think that we'd get as much headway without Glenn being here, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
Are you talking about the Connecticut Energy Network? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
So I read that thing. What is it? What do they actually do?
It's a network of towns that have energy committees, energy task forces, or energy commissions sanctioned by their town. It was initiated by a Clean Water Fund about 11, 12 years ago. It's a network of people just exchanging ideas, what's going on in their towns, supporting each other with projects like Solarize Connecticut, energy efficiency outreach, renewable energy projects. And historically, we've been getting together twice a year. This year, we've had about four gatherings since COVID online, or three, rather. The first one was actually live. So, you know, it's not an organization per se, but it is just what it says, a network. And there's a lot of idea exchanging and sharing of information of what different towns are doing and what procedures or steps they've taken to bring about various projects.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the reasons that, just to remind the committee, one of the reasons that we were looking for this person's expertise is we had agreed that we would always keep it as a standing item on our agenda about new energy efficiencies. I think the most recent one was the solar installations at the high school for electric vehicles. And Tommy, are we done with those?
Yeah, because Glenn was saying...
Tommy, you're muted.
Oh. Yes, I am. There's no funding for those as of right now. So,
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing out there. The state isn't offering anything, so I think we're done for right now with those.
But I thought in his memo to us, Glenn had researched and found the price tag for them, the two stations that he had considered as a high school.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see him on the agenda or anything. He okay. certainly didn't tell me.
I believe he did. I think you're right. And I think he was researching state funding, and he seemed somewhat optimistic about it, but maybe it didn't pan out.
Yeah, it didn't pan out, Ike.
Yeah.
In the notes, the meeting minutes, it said total cost approximately $7,000 will be confirmed by early next week. And those were the meeting minutes from September 15th. Mm.
I wasn't
didn't say anything about fund, like who funds it. But just,
right.
Yeah.
Just to go back to the energy efficiencies, Tommy, would you remind Glenn that he was going to research how we've been doing at the police station and some of the schools that were early on?
Yeah, I will.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I will definitely. Yeah, I know that's good stuff to look at. So, the new charging station, it's right here. State will not be releasing any new funding this year. We will have to wait until they restart the program to apply for funding. So that was one of the notes he put down. Okay. So,
all right, but I think the committee, again, forgive me for restating this, but we said last spring we want to start looking at new ideas, and that was one of the reasons we wanted to bring somebody in from this energy task force to see what other towns are doing. Maybe we would copy or improve on what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Go ahead.
Well, I think the way to go, and we should look into, is there any room for electric vehicles in the town?
Right.
Buses or vans or any kind of vehicles. You know, that would be sort of the next phase, I think. Or any other opportunities for solar in our, as we go forward.
Okay.
And then maybe. The other thing I would say would be to go to, I don't know how it is for commercial stuff, but really small engines like lawnmowers and weed whackers and all that kind of stuff, going electric on some of that stuff at some point.
Well, those are good ideas. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know how you incentivize some of that. I bought an electric lawnmower for a place down the shore, and the thing is great. You know, we told her it was the hit of the neighborhood. Everybody's coming around, picking our lawnmower out, So.
But let me get this straight. You drive your electric car to the store, use your electric lawnmower. Very good, Dave.
My electric lawnmower in the back of my electric car and brought it home and plugged it into my solar panels. I'm going all electric, man.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, maybe some warm weather day, Dave, you can invite the committee to review the
I'm not sure, yeah. You guys want to see it down the shore next summer. We'll get a committee get-together down there. I'll let you all watch and run the yard.
Okay, so we'll move to the next agenda item about the memorandum from the Energy Task Force. Guy, do you want to speak to this?
Sure. I'm unmuted, aren't I? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
This was just a communication that came about as a result of discussions with DEEP over the last year and a half of giving further recognition and possibly a seat on the state's Energy Efficiency Board to a member of any one of the functioning task forces or energy committees in the town. Because it's really the task forces and or the committees that are the boots on the ground in each town working with selectmen or mayors or city council on how they move projects forward, whether it's promoting electrical vehicles or running solarized campaigns or running energy efficiency outreach for both businesses and residential properties. I think the committee members may recall about 3+ years ago when Next Step Living, which was the energy efficiency contractor, came to the committee seeking kind of a blessing to establish a door-knocking campaign reaching out to citizens about energy efficiency measures they could take in their home and promoting home energy solution visits. So that is one of the things that the network has been very involved in statewide. And everyone, each town has a volunteer committee, such as we do, or task force. And to help with the promotion of various programs from the Green Bank or the Energy Efficiency Board, they're just seeking some assistance and recognition, small funding for mailing and or distribution of information. That's what this letter is about. I know I personally have been going to the Green Bank board meetings up until COVID thing has taken off, and I keep the network informed on various financing vehicles that are coming to place to help promote renewable projects or energy efficiency projects. And so we're just seeking some, you know, more or less a seat at the table in statewide energy policy and how these can be implemented and promoted at the local town level. That's all this letter is about. And the purpose of the communication or why it was shared with our committee is to seek if there's any interest in signing on to the memorandum.
Okay, go ahead.
I expect there'll probably be about 40 or 50 of the 60 plus towns that sign on. And that's 60 towns that are active in the network. They're probably close to more like 90 that are in and out at various points.
Anybody have any questions of Guy about this memo?
What would be the I think signing on sounds like doesn't sound like there's much downside. But would there be any commitment on the part of the committee members to do stuff or anything?
No, not really. I just think that one of the things that network does benefit from is there is a listserv that was established about 12 or 13 years ago. I think, Bob, you were on the distribution list for that, that has lots of discussion on various issues, or people from certain towns might raise questions if any other town has had any experience in various initiatives like solar on schools or just a whole host of things energy related. I can't foresee any downside. I don't think all of us would want to be on the listserv because there's so many emails that go out. And Bob, you probably have put it on your list of do not read because they send so many memorandums out from different committee members or selectmen or mayors asking questions if other towns have done XYZ, what is the best path to proceed on this. It's kind of a sharing network that way.
They're doing everything through email, Guy? Or they have a site, like a website?
The listserv goes out through, the listserv is a vehicle by which emails are distributed. There are like 300 names on the listserv. There is a website that is being resurrected. One of the reasons it had fallen off is because it was kind of controlled by the Clean Water Fund, which has had funding issues and let the license expire on the network. So, but there is a new one that is going to be started again, and it's going to be a network where you can go on and ask these questions and read about what other towns have done. But the biggest exchange of information is through the email chain that goes out on the listserv.
Looks they have a Facebook page, too.
Yes, which has not been updated very well recently.
So, Guy, I haven't received anything from them for about 3 months. I wonder if my name dropped off.
It could be going, maybe it's going to your spam folder. I don't know.
I looked at it before I sent it out, but it's, we should rectify that. And so having this awareness as a full committee about this, maybe as I get it, I would just forward it to the members of the committee.
And you could determine what you think is appropriate to share with the committee, because there is a lot of back and forth.
Sure.
I'll make sure that you're back on that list if somehow you've fallen off, Bob.
Okay.
And Guy, could you let us know when their website's back up?
I will do that.
Yeah. And or their Facebook, you know, when their the online presence is available.
Yes.
That'd be good. Do we need permission from the First Selectman to put our committee on this network?
No. Okay. We're an independent committee. All we're doing is participating and broadening our base on this.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see why it's any business of any town elected official. We're a volunteer committee. We disseminate information among ourselves and to members of the town. And to me, this is just an information database kind of thing. So I'm disinclined to believe that we need anybody's stamp of approval for the motion that we're going to make. Just saying. Any other questions?
No.
Okay, so all we're doing is, just to review this, is to add our name to the list that's at the end here as an energy group. And so the chair will entertain a motion that the Canton Energy Committee be added to the list of towns and groups to this memo to the governor.
It's the memo to the governor?
Yeah, it's the governor. If you look on the first page, it's to the governor and to the deputy commissioner, and Vicki Hackett, with copies to other.
Before we get to the motion, then I have another question. But Guy, you said that was 60 plus active towns, 90 maybe in and out.
Yeah.
But that list is significantly smaller than 60.
Because this is an early draft, the final. Okay. The final letter is near completion. Just some minor revisions. So thus far, these are the towns as of like a week and a half ago that agreed to sign what is going to be the final draft. Since then, I think there's probably about 7 or 8 additional towns that have signed. The goal is to send the memorandum to the governor's office and to Vicki Hackett sometime early in November. Allowing various towns to sign on.
Did Town of Simsbury and Town of Avon sign on?
I believe Simsbury has signed on. I'm surprised that, yeah, I think this was written before Mark Scully. In fact, I saw an email that Mark Scully said Simsbury had signed on. West Hartford has signed on. I think there have been about 7 towns to sign on since this draft was written.
Okay.
So I guess the motion is to add our name.
Wait a minute. Let's back up. There is no second to this motion.
What's that?
There's no second to the motion. So.
No, I didn't. I was just talking about what the motion might be once someone makes it, and I was just questioning one thing about it, and that is that the motion would be, as you've defined the potential motion, to add our name to this list. But I guess my question was, is there a need or a value formalize our involvement in this network? It sounds like, Guy, you've been participating in it, but is there any formality to being a town who participates in it, or is it just something you just, you know, should that be part of the motion to encourage our involvement in this network as well?
I think I addressed that, Dave. when I said that when I get back on the list, I'll disseminate the information, the pertinent information to the committee. And quite frankly, Guy, it's fair to say, Guy, that you're pretty active with this group, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so I think we're there.
Okay.
Okay. Come on.
I say Guy.
I didn't hear that motion.
Guy's the guy who's like, you know, all over this. So I think you should take credit for the motion.
Yeah, Guy, I agree. I'll second it, but you got to make the motion.
I am motioning that the Canton Energy Committee give consideration to becoming a signer on this memorandum being addressed to the governor and to Deputy Deep Commissioner.
And be part of the Connecticut Energy Network?
And be part of the network, yes.
I second that.
Okay, any discussion now? You know, I have a thought. In Guy's motion, he says to give consideration to doing
it. Yeah, not to join it, I would say.
Yeah, yes. I think, yeah. Would you accept an amendment, Guy, that we become signatories? Is that the word to this?
Certainly.
So instead of give consideration to become signatories to this letter. All right. Don, do you have it?
No.
Okay. So the motion, again, Don, is that the Canton Energy Committee agreed to sign on to this memorandum addressed to the governor and to the Deputy Commissioner of DEEP, and to
be part of the network.
To be part of the network.
Become an active participant in the network.
Become an active participant.
Okay.
Okay, does everybody understand the motion, and it's been seconded? Any more discussion?
Nope.
So on this kind of situation, do we say it by aye or nay?
You can raise your hand. Click the little raise your hand.
Yeah, but there's a little click thing for raise your hand.
Yeah. Click on the participant icon there, and you get the list of people on the right. And at the bottom, you can click the little thing, and it raises your hand. See how it? See my hand is raised now?
I'm kind of out of that thing now. So I'm
you're on your phone, so you probably can't see it. All right,
yeah,
so I guess we have to verbal.
Okay, so
Nancy did it, and she's on. She's a verbal.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I am not driving anymore, just to let you know.
I was
going to
say, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
We're going to wheel
you.
Yeah.
Okay, so all in favor of the motion, click the icon. Let's see how that works.
Like I said, I'm not there, so I'm going to say I agree.
All right, so that's...
I agree.
All right. That's kind of interesting.
Isn't that fun?
That really is. All right.
Take some joy to you.
Yeah. Anybody opposed to this motion? Anybody want to abstain? Okay, motion carries. Thank you. Oh, that was so much fun.
And you can lower your hand.
More motions for practice.
Really?
I still don't know how to raise my hand, and I'm on these Zoom calls all the time.
Guy, hover your mouse at the bottom of the screen, and the pop-up says, share your screen, record participants. You see that?
I see where it says participants.
Click on that. Left click.
Yep.
And a panel comes up on the right side of your screen, says participants and everybody's name.
Yep.
At the bottom of that panel, it says invite, mute me, or raise your hand.
Oh, okay. There you go. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome. You got to learn something new every day.
Candace's College of Zoom Meeting Knowledge.
Right.
Okay. Now I want to talk about the meeting dates. We've always met the third Tuesday of the month. And we've always started the meeting at 7 o'clock. And to the number of years I've been here, which I don't know, not as long as some of you, but many, we never had a real conversation about this. We all just kind of shrugged and said, yeah, I'm kind of busy, Tuesday works. But a couple members of the committee have mentioned to me some problems with this particular Tuesday or the starting time. So I wanted to have an acknowledgement. For those of us that have been on for a while, there's been times when we've suffered because of lack of a quorum.
So what do you mean by this particular, the third Tuesday or any Tuesday?
Yeah, no, well, I think it was the third Tuesday, Mark, and some people said 7 o'clock was a little bit difficult. Now, does anybody want to speak to this to the group? Their concerns?
Was the third Tuesday picked because of other standing meetings? Like, I know, Dave, not to put you on the spot, but you were on the building committee, you know, and so I think the third Tuesday came up just because of other commitments.
Yeah, sometimes Glenn, you know, Glenn has
Glenn
things
yeah.
that he goes to, but the building committee, which I'm still on, is the first Tuesday of the month. So this okay. worked okay for me. It's first and third. Sometimes there's some conflicts, but it's relatively rare.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty flexible. It works if
a
different day, or I'm flexible, you know.
Building committee has not met lately.
Yeah, we don't have any projects in front of us at the moment, so.
Well, the alternative thing is to start slightly later.
Later.
I'm talking about 7:15 or so. I'm not.
Oh,
talking.
Oh, okay. I thought you were gonna say like 7:38. I'll be like, I'm in bed.
Yeah, we don't want to. Yeah, well, with Zoom, who the hell cares where you are?
Right.
As
yeah, I'm not turning on my camera then.
Yeah, I kind of knew this was going to be that kind of conversation. So,
do you want to go to 7:15 then, or what?
Yeah, you know what? My impression is those that are running late can get here, and we, you know, those of us are the way I am, a little anal about this stuff when I have the technology working. We sit around and wait. So I'm sort of predisposed to think 7:15 might be a better starting time for the entire committee.
It's a better time for me.
Okay. I
don't have any issues.
Yep, that's fine with me too.
Fine by me, yeah.
Okay. So for the calendar going forward, we'll keep it on the third Tuesday of the month, but we'll start at 7:15.
Okay. Does that work, though, for everybody?
Yep.
The third Tuesday?
Yeah, good as any for me.
Okay. Yeah. So now that we've done that, I don't remember I think we did have a motion about the meeting dates and times in previous years.
I think we do.
We do. We do that every year.
Okay, so, all right, folks, it's your turn to shine. Get into the minutes.
I think we need a motion from Susan, our new member. Come on, man. You gotta.
I move the dates for the 2021 meetings of the Canton Energy Committee be approved as proposed.
I'd like to say one thing. I'd like to have a little note next to mine also that says, you know, I tried to get into the meeting last time, so I was absent technically, but I did try to get in and. It was really because of technical issues that I wasn't there.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mark. You and I talked on the phone about it. We were outsiders to this.
Right. So you had a note in your chairman's report about that, but maybe we can put that in the minutes that the both of us had.
Oh, yeah. When we get to the minutes, let's do that, Mark.
Oh, I thought that was what we were doing.
No, we're still on meeting dates.
We need a second. We need a second for this motion.
Oh, the meeting dates. Okay.
Is it for 2021, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, I can second. Yep.
All right, so the motion made by Susan, seconded by Candace.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go to your lower, to raise your hands.
Yeah.
Some have already done it or never took it down.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm for it. I don't have that thing, so I'm for it.
Okay. So, does anybody opposed? I guess not.
Mark, you do. You just haven't figured out how to do it on the phone yet.
No, yeah. Well, I'm kind of looking at some of the other things, so I have that on my screen.
Yeah.
Okay, the motion carries.
Bob, before you move off of the calendar, do we want to talk about the November and December meetings? Are the dates workable? 13th, 17th?
What are they?
November is the 17th.
Yep.
And I don't remember what December is. December
17th, I don't think, is the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. So we get off, depending on when it comes, I think we're
that okay in November this time.
Yeah, but our calendar says December 21, but the third Tuesday of December is the 15th.
Okay. Well.
But I don't think that's right.
Hmm.
Oh, and I'm only looking at the page 7 in the packet.
Yeah, I think it's the 15th, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. That says 2021. I'm wrong. Sorry.
It is the 15th, because the first Tuesday.
Sorry.
Those are both.
Thank you, Candace.
You're welcome.
Okay, so now we're going to move, and I'll give you a few moments to freshen your memories of your reading, because I know you did it, of the minutes from June and September. Then I'll entertain a motion for or corrections as necessary.
And do we no longer say who's absent in the meeting?
Oh, no, it's in there.
I'm looking at, what are we looking at, June 16th?
Yeah.
So I don't think I was there.
Yeah, you know what? I know you weren't there because I wanted to ask you about summer beach time.
Yeah, I wasn't here in June, and then I was going to join in July and August, but you guys didn't have any meetings. I'm just kidding.
You came to those meetings, right?
I did. I sent you a note. It was like,
I'll be there.
Anyway. Okay, so that would be my comment, is that I was not there. So,
yeah, it should. Normally it says present and also present, but it doesn't say absent. It doesn't have your name on present, so it indicates you weren't here. But you.
Oh,
did.
I always thought we had absent.
No, that's what I'm saying. This, yeah, I think we.
Okay.
We should have that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what does that even mean? Also, present. And why do we have two things?
Well, non-committee members who are there.
Oh, okay. So we all good with the June one? We vote on these separately or what?
Yeah, we have to.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's one correction on the June.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody set to make a motion?
As amended.
Yeah.
Oh, Dave's making a motion. Thank you.
I guess I don't put my hand up yet, but yeah, I'll move that we accept the meeting minutes from Tuesday, June 16th, amended to show that Candace was absent from that meeting.
Okay, second?
I'll second that.
Is that Nancy?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, raise your hands, folks. Ooh. Hit your buttons.
I have to abstain, so.
I also have to abstain.
I'm for it.
Okay, so the motion carries with two abstentions, one by Candace and one by Susan.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, now the September 15th meeting, which, same thing as Mark, I had major issues with my internet provider for 2 days, and so there was no way I could get on. So I'd like the same notation that Mark has gone.
Okay.
Okay.
It's in there, number 8.
It
says, well, just for you, Bob, that you weren't in attendance due to issues with Comcast. So maybe we just have to add Mark, comment for Mark.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Got it.
All right, so now we're good with that?
Mm-hmm. Also, as amended.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's making the motion?
I'll make the motion to accept those minutes as amended.
Who seconded? Who seconded?
I'll second.
Thank you.
Okay, motion is made by Nancy, seconded by Dave. Raise your hands again.
Jesus.
I'm for it. Oh, no, I have to abstain.
Mark has to abstain, and Bob has to abstain.
Yep, got it.
Get my little thing to come up here now. I'm voting yes, though, so.
All right, motion carries with three abstentions. Mm-hmm. Mark, myself, and Candace.
Got it.
All right?
Mm-hmm. That was easy.
All right, Chairman's report. You heard the sad story of why I wasn't here last time. Mm-hmm. Although people did make note to me, what a great job you did once again, Nancy.
Incredible. You missed another one, you know, you may not come back, man. We may go.
No, I think there's a coup going on here. Nancy, she has connections to Comcast. She figures that's how she'll usurp me. What I intended to do was to welcome Susan to the committee. We are very pleased that you joined. We've been looking for 2 years, and I'm so pleased that you've joined this committee. It's really, well, now that I'm retired, it's kind of the highlight of my month. How's that for me? Okay, but that's all I have to report. Any staff, Tommy, anything left to tell?
No. Glenn hasn't written anything down, so no, I guess nothing for the staff. Yep.
All right, great. Okay, anybody have any comments they want to make before we adjourn?
I'll just add that, you know, when you're having trouble getting on the Zoom call, there's usually a phone option. In fact, I went to the phone option initially tonight because I wasn't gaining access via the Zoom option.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So when you are having trouble connecting through Zoom, you can always use your phone.
Okay, I'll give that a try.
So just a couple quick questions from the IT perspective. So did you guys all download the Zoom app?
Yeah. Yeah, mine was a total internet fiasco. Okay. I had going on for 2 days, Candace.
Okay. And Guy, have you downloaded the app, right?
Yes.
And you're accessing meeting through the app, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I live on Zoom these days.
All right, so you're an expert.
Hardly an expert, but... I'm all zoomed out, let's put it that way.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Thanks. I'll second it.
Seconded by Guy. You want to raise your hand again?
Sure.
I'm having so much fun with this. I'm just so happy you're back. All right, motion's carried. Thank you all for your participation, and see you next month.
All right.
Good. See you all later.
Thank
you. Night.
Thanks, everybody.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Night now. Yeah.